This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You have a new text message.
Do you have a family member that wants to bring the drama when you get together for family events? And how do you keep that at bay? Especially when it's your ex-husband's girlfriend.
Mm.
It's text roulette. There's a sixth birthday party coming up. The mixed listener wants to know, how should she handle this? It's Elizabeth and Radar, and text roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. The full text says, planning my son's sixth birthday party.
Aw.
And my ex-husband wants to bring his girlfriend. I've met her, but I'm really torn. Her comments always stir the pot.
Mm, boy.
Is it wrong to think this day should be about our son, not the drama? That sounds a little sarcastic there. Is it wrong to think this day should be about our son, not about the drama?
Not about her? Wait, what?
How do I keep the peace and make it a celebration he deserves?
You don't invite them. You don't... I don't... Yeah, I mean, then you would be guaranteed. Obviously, it's the dad, so you have to, but...
Look, you have to remind yourself the day is about your son, so don't take the bait.
Yeah, right.
This is about
your
son having a fun day and feeling secure. Now, look, whether it's the ex-husband's girlfriend or it's Aunt Betty, there's... Everyone's got somebody in their family, you know, they beeline for you in the kitchen. You're like, oh, here it comes. They're going to bring up what's going on.
Not only that, but
their
like,
opinions, what they think.
Like my sister Roberta has had that happen with her ex and his new bride. At my three nephews have had birthdays. I've been down there for that. And yeah, it's not even like what they may say. It's like towards you. It's almost like in conversation. And then I used to see my sister Roberta just kind of turn and roll her eyes, and I'm like, okay, you're swallowing that. Good, good. We don't want to start anything here.
Don't start anything.
Just turn around, roll your eyes, move on. They'll be gone, and then we can, you know, you can relax.
And what if you bring something up to the ex-husband to say, hey, look, let's make this about our son and nobody else?
I don't know about that.
Because then he's going to go to the girlfriend and say, you know what she just said? That's
stir the pot. There we go. And it's a big pot. It's a cauldron.
It is a big pot.
Yeah.
Well, we have fan of the show, psychologist Dr. Julie, calling in this morning. We love when Dr. Julie joins the show. So what do you think?
This one, I would say, take the high road. Her ex wants to bring his girlfriend. Take the high road, welcome her. But I would also say, if she has any side comments, then I would be assertive, not aggressive.
Ooh.
Not aggressive. But I would be assertive, and I would say, thank you, Susie, whatever her name is.
Sure.
Thank you, Susie, but just keep those comments to yourself, please. And that's an assertive way to just say, you're here at my son's birthday. I've invited you. I'm welcoming you. But if she says anything snarky or anything inappropriate, just say, thank you, Susie. But I appreciate if you keep those comments to yourself.
And then move on. That always, but doesn't that kind of stir up something? Like, Susie's not going to sit there and go, oh, okay. Don't you think that's just going to start something even bigger?
But honestly, wait and see. Maybe she doesn't say anything.
There you go. Don't even anticipate it. Okay. Don't you feel like we do that so often, Dr. Julie? So often we say this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And then we go there anticipating the confrontation. And a lot of times it doesn't. And you've just been all worked up for nothing. I mean, you're a clinical psychologist. I'm sure you hear that from your patients a lot.
Yeah. It's called anticipatory anxiety.
Anticipatory anxiety. We want to avoid that.
We create the worst situations in our minds.
Yes.
And then when we get to the event or whatever the situation is, you know, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't even happen.
Why do we do that all the time? We use our irrational fear and everything. This is going to happen. Yep. This is going to happen.
Are we trying to mentally prepare ourselves? That's what we're trying to work through. We're trying to workshop. What would I do if it does happen? How do I respond?
Right. And it's okay to play out a scenario in your mind. Like, if this happens, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? That's okay. But when you let it ruin your joy, that's the problem.
Yes. Love that. So kind of in the same vein, Dr. Julie, with the holidays coming up, and obviously there's a lot going on in the world and people have big opinions. How do you advise your clients with these family and friend get-togethers where maybe you have different views politically? Maybe you think one thing about the government shutdown and they think something else. How do you advise people to navigate through those dynamics?
Well, that's really tough, but I always do a little rule of thumb. Religion and politics are off the table.
Yeah.
Check your religion and politics
at
the door.
Christmas is about religion, though. Hanukkah, it is a religious-based holiday.
It definitely isn't about politics, though.
It's definitely not about politics.
Let's keep that out.
So now, if someone brings it up, though, because we know the family members that are going to want to do that, if people are in those kind of dynamics, how do you suggest they take the high road in those situations?
Yeah, you know, I would just say something real simple, real polite, and say, you know what? I'm so happy you're here. I'm having the best time with you. Religion and politics are off the table. And say, I love your sweater. Where did you get that?
Change the subject. Deflect.
Yep.
You know what you could also do? I was thinking just how we, as a joke here, had the Swelsey jar when Travis and Taylor were not engaged yet. If I brought up the couple, I had to put money into the Swelsey jar, and we ended it once they finally got engaged. That was the way it worked. You could, if you have family members that can take a joke, you could perhaps have some kind of jar like that, that if someone wants to bring it up, they've got to put money in it, and maybe it goes to a charity. Or again, make it fun if your family can find a little bit of humor in it, perhaps.
That, or if you bring up politics, you can say, wait, before we get to that, let's really debate this. Cool Whip or ice cream on the pumpkin pie? Oh, you'll get everybody in it.
It's always Cool Whip.
I don't know. I kind of like the ice cream.
It's got to be Cool Whip, Radar.
I like the ice cream on the warm pie.
But yes, deflect. I love how you try to make it a positive, because when you make it a positive, you're trying to say, hey, look, I love you. We're here together. We're at the holidays. We're not going to argue. This isn't the place for it.
Absolutely.
Assertive, but not aggressive. Mm-hmm. Dr. Julie calling in with the best advice. Thank you so much. And hey, have a wonderful holiday season to you and yours.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
She's so awesome. And you know what? We want to get to our Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Let her come. Be the bigger person at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. Take any leftovers, wrap them up, hand them to her, and say, I know how much you like my leftovers.
That is not what Dr. Julie was saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.